So we spoke a little bit yesterday towards the end of Yom Tov that our memory are the pillars of moral consciousness and of historical awareness. We remember great events, we remember important events, seminal events, we live with these events. Jews live intergenerationally. We don't just live in a point of time, but we span multiple generations, and these events are dynamic. So I thought perhaps every morning to discuss one of the six pillars of memory, the Sheish Zechiros. We spent an entire 24 hours elaborating the first pillar of Jewish memory and consciousness, Yitzias Mitzrayim. What are the other five events we're meant to recall? Some people have a minute to recite them after tefillah. It's a late-breaking minute to include them in the Siddurim. So today we'll talk about Shabbos again very briefly. The pasuk, of course, in Parshas Yisro, Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos likadsho. And then the rest of the section is fairly standard. But the word Zachar stands out. And here, the Gemara Darshins interprets the word Zachar in a very unique fashion, and it clarifies two svekos, which will be recurring svekos. There are two questions about these five or six memory pillars. Number one, do you have to remember them, or do you have to articulate them? The word Zachar could mean memory, it could also mean articulation. Here, it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to actually articulate it. The second question is, what's the timing? Once a year, once in your life, once a day? So here, the Gemara's primary halachic drasha is source number three, Tana Rabbanan, Gemara Misachim, Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos likadsho, Zachrehu al hayayin. This is the source for Kiddush, which is the Araisa, which has to be verbally articulated once a week. This clarity about this Zachar will not necessarily be available about some of the other Zachars, whether we have to articulate them, how frequently. But here, at least halachically, we have an obligation on Shabbos to articulate Kiddush. Now, a few interesting notes about Kiddush. First of all, according to many Rishonim, this mitzvah also includes not just Kiddush Friday night and obviously Kiddush in the morning, but also Havdalah. Rambam Shitas that Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's important conceptually, it's also important halachically. Why is it important halachically? Because Kiddush is one of the few mitzvahs aseishas mangrama, one of the few time-bound mitzvahs that women are chayiv. Since women are chayiv in the low kaseyiv of Shabbos, they're chayiv in the mitzvahs essay of Kiddush. If Havdalah is part of Kiddush, women would be chayiv in Havdalah. If Havdalah is not part of Kiddush, it's a separate takana, then they would not be chayiv in Havdalah, at least articulating Havdalah lakos, because it's a mitzvah aseishas mangrama. Because of this suffix, the minhag developed that women don't drink the Kiddush wine. It was just a minhag just to demonstrate that there's a suffix whether women are chayiv in Havdalah. But interestingly enough, the Rambam cites Havdalah not just to introduce the Rambam cites to introduce Shabbos with Kiddush and to conclude Shabbos to signify it with Havdalah. Since we're discussing Kiddush, two very interesting halachos. Let's discuss halacha as well as machshava. Two very interesting halachos. Number one, today it's become more frequent for people to bring glasses of water or water bottles into shul and to drink during davening. In our day, it wasn't that accepted. We didn't drink during davening. Today, you look around in shul, people have their water mugs and they're drinking. It's a hotter weather, hotter climate, which is fine. That's the accepted norm in today's Israel atmosphere. But I sometimes see that Friday night, during Kabbalah Shabbos, after Shkia, or during Maariv, people are slicking a little bit of water. And you're chayiv in Kiddush as soon as you're Mekabel Shabbos, which is either Shkia or which is Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. So from the moment you're Mekabel Shabbos, you're chayiv in Kiddush. From the moment you're chayiv in Kiddush, you shouldn't be drinking water. You have to be careful.
Maybe they should put in the water bottle
with a good brew well. To make Kiddush on it. Well, they have to be Kiddush from Makom Sudas. That won't really help. You have to be a little bit careful. The same thing about Matzei Shabbos. From the moment that Tzeisak Kochavim has come, you're Chayiv in Havdalah. And you shouldn't be drinking. And same thing in the morning. The moment you finish Shabbos Shacharis, you're Chayiv in Havdalah and Kiddush in the morning. You have to be a little bit careful if you drink water in Shul, not to drink before Kiddush during the times you're already Chayiv in Kiddush. A second halacha, which has nothing to do with Kiddush, but it comes up a lot during Kiddush. People come to lavish Kiddushes, the season of Kiddush is beginning again, and people forget to make a bracha harona. Because in a meal, you're sitting there, everyone knows, you conclude the meal with benching Kiddush, you say goodbye, your kids are pulling you, your wife says it's time to go, you say it's time to go, and sometimes the bracha harona is a little bit ignored. Another halacha about Kiddush that people aren't so aware of is that when you make a hagafen, if you drink the wine, the bari per hagafen patters you from all other brachos on drinks. So let's say you come to a Kiddush and you make a bari per hagafen and you drink some wine or grape juice, then you have some soda or a soft drink or some juice, you don't make a shahakal because it's secondary to the wine. And similarly with a bracha achrona. If you drink enough wine to make an aleh gefen, you don't recite a bar nefashas. You may recite a bar nefashas for other items, for fish, for candy, for. But if you just, the drinks are included and subservient to the wine. Now, what's interesting is this is the primary halacha of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos Akacho. There are two other ideas that stem from this word Zachar. One of them was how you count time, because time should also be oriented around Shabbos. So sometimes I'm jealous when my kids ask me, Abba, what's Monday? Because I know what Monday is. They call it Yom Beis. For me, Monday isn't pivoted around Shabbos, but Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, Yom Dalet is pivoted around Shabbos. And this is the drush of Rabbi Yitzchak. Source number two, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Lo sehei mona kiderach she'acherim monim, ela sehei mona l'shem Shabbos. You should orient the days of the week, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Matzei Shabbos, the beginning of the week, the end of the week. In fact, in some halachos, the continuation of the next week is still considered part of the previous week. Anyone know which primary halacha that Shabbos lasts until Tuesday? Havdalah. If you get Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos, you can certainly say Havdalah till Tuesday. It happened to me once. I got on a plane. I forgot to make Havdalah. And then there's a lesser known halacha for those who are makbid to finish Shnayim Mikvah Echad Targum within that week. Some people are, some people are not. So according to some, she doesn't extend even until Tuesday. So you can continue Acharei Mos until Tuesday after the Shabbos, read Parshas Acharei Mos. So Rabbi Yitzchak felt that Zachar and Simchat Shabbos Akacho isn't just a one-off event, Shabbos, introduce Shabbos with Kiddush, but it's to orient time experience, which leads to an even more radical opinion, not just to orient our timing and our schedule, but the opinion of Shammai. The Gemara in Beitza quotes the opinion not just of Beis Shammai, but of Shammai, that when he would come across a choice piece of meat or a good keg of wine, he would be Ochel Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitza says, Amrol Shammai Azaki, and Sos number four, Kal Yamav Haya Ochel Lichvot Shabbos. Now, there are two ways to understand this practice of Beis Shammai. We don't possibly, although some people are machmer like Beis Shammai, was Beis Shammai concerned just logistically? If it's Monday and I found some good meat, I better save it for Shabbos, because if I eat the meat on Monday, who knows if I'm going to find a choice meat by Shabbos? That's one way to view Beis Shammai, in which case it has nothing to do with our discussion. Shammai wasn't honoring Shabbos. He was, as we were saying, erotic, or vigilant. He was careful that he should have food for Shabbos. But most Rishonim assume that Shammai, even if he had confidence that he would find better food or other food on Thursday, by designating the food on Monday for Shabbos, he was streaming his experiences through Shabbos. Monday was already part of Shabbos for him. The nafkamina would be, what about reusable items? If he can use it on Monday and Thursday, would Shammai have used it on Monday, even though he could use it again on Shabbos? So if you feel that he was just concerned logistically, then reusable items, he doesn't have to wait for Shabbos. He can use them on Monday and use them on Shabbos. But it seems as if Beis Shammai was saying, I want Monday to be part of Shabbos. I want Tuesday to be part of Shabbos. So he would retain all his food and designate them for Shabbos. Of course, Hillel had a different opinion. Source number four, with this we'll end. Avol Hillel azake mida cheres ha'yselo, shekol ma'asav l'shem shemayim, shenemar baruch Hashem yom yom, which is an interesting concept. Do you see Shabbos as the pivot of the week, and all experience gets subjugated to Shabbos, because it's me'ein olam haba, and it's a rehearsal for utopia, and we essentially we submit the rest of the week as satellites of Shabbos? And Hillel said, Baruch Hashem, yom yom. And to a degree, this represents their different view. Shammai was a purist. Shammai lived in heaven. Shammai didn't make compromises. Since Shammai's world, he was living in Olam Haba, even in Olam Hazeh, so his whole world was pivoted on Shabbos. Hillel was a more of a realist. He makes compromises. He understands real-time concerns. So for him, we're living in this world. We're not yet in Olam Haba. And therefore, Monday is Monday, Tuesday is Tuesday, Wednesday is Wednesday. You eat the food and enjoy it. So are we possibly like Hillel? Because we have real-time concerns that need compromises in this world. When Mashiach comes, we have Masara, we're possibly like Shammai. And we'll get the Yom Shekul Arach, and in that world, we'll be able to live a purist experience without some of the compromises that this world grinds from us. Have a good day.